Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening for this update. The reason we're having it basically is because of solar anomalies, which may affect some of your communications, et cetera, et cetera. Got Larry on the phone. Hi, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Stuart, what's up?
Well, a lot, actually. Before we roll on the sun, I just want to bring, this is a prophetic dream, warns of President Trump betraying the Christians. You know what he's doing down there. He's setting up tent cities and all of this in preparation, of course, for the incoming caravans. But anyway, I want to read this because I'm not telling you it's true. I'm just telling you to be cautious. I saw a huge pit. It looked as if a meteor had struck the ground to make the hole. There was a huge chain fence. Now, I want to go back to this meteor. There was a huge chain fence and brick wall all around the pit. Inside the walls, I saw guards standing around and other people who seemed like prisoners. I could tell they were Christians because one of them muttered that the music one of the guards was playing wasn't Christian. The prisoners were doing work, carrying boxes and setting them on shelves. They seemed brainwashed or like they didn't really understand the situation they were in. All of a sudden, four helicopters appeared, bringing more people to the facility. The newly arriving people were like the others, Christians who didn't understand the situation at all. Then Donald Trump came out of the lead helicopter, pushed the rest of the people inside and locked the door. He was dancing around and laughing and smiling at what had happened, like it was the best thing ever. It seemed like he was drunk. It was weird. I think he was possessed by a demon. He danced back to his helicopter. Then the helicopters took off. As he was leaving, he looked over the site and had an evil smirk on his face. Interpretation: Trump's unspoken agenda may be to establish and legitimize government detention camps, at which point some will be used against American citizens. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting little, what do you think, Larry? I mean, that was kind of weird dream.
Yeah, that's certainly interesting. And I posted today the Blackbird vision by Dimitri Dudeman, and that had to simply do strictly with the war on Christians. And I did get a very interesting email from someone that, and it was talking about, you know, the dream that I had, and they said that they felt impressed that it was the beginning of the cleansing of the Gentiles' wickedness, Daniel 8:13-14. So we'll discuss that later on, but there's a lot coming in on that, Stuart.
Yeah. Okay, geomagnetic storm in progress. I saw a picture of the sun. I mean, this thing is huge. This hole in the sun, they call it. But now they're saying there's a geomagnetic storm is already in progress. It started as a G1. Can you update us on any of the alerts or anything that you have seen?
Well, you know, the post I did earlier today before we set the show had to do with this geomagnetic storm in progress, and it says that Earth was it wasn't predicted, but it was entering a stream of charged particles from the sun's large coronal hole, and also indicating that they were finding the geomagnetic storm was sending electrical currents through the ground. And the light, and I checked about that point, and the planetary K index was KP5, which is storm. And let's see here. Let me click on my alert that I just got a while ago on my iPhone. I just got an alert that's not space weather, but it's NOAA related. And here's what it says. It says NOAA scale is now raised to G2, a moderate storm, potential impacts, area of impact primarily poleward of 55 degrees geomagnetic latitude, induced currents as power grid fluctuations can occur. High altitude power systems may experience voltage alarms. Spacecraft, it says satellite orientation irregularities may begin to occur. Increasing drag on low Earth orbit satellites is possible. And it also talks about radio high frequency propagation is fading and possible blackouts coming. And, of course, aurora. What do you think? Sounds like it's increasing.
Yeah, and I wonder if it won't go to a 3 and then to a 4. The sun is very anomalous, folks, and we have to prepare for a large number of glitches and things that are going on anyway, let alone with this thing. And we do expect a kill shot sooner or later, and, of course, that's going to knock down a good share of the grid, at least temporarily, if we don't do it ourselves for another purpose. And there are a number of people who have had prophecies about that, not to say that those are true, but there's a number of concepts out there about a self-made EMP that we blame on other people to start a war. And I would not put anything above or beyond Washington when it comes to that sort of thing. We've been doing it right along. So if this thing is growing, then you might even see, if you're in the northern climates, you might see a lot of, northern lights, and see if the auroras really explode. Anyway, then there's something else here that I wanted to bring up, Larry, and it's called the fireball over Puerto Rico. Now, you may remember the prophecy that a pastor down in Puerto Rico gave concerning an impact event. It crossed over Puerto Rico from the east and crashed into the ocean, creating a huge tsunami. And the tsunami was a mega tsunami, and it wiped out most of Florida and all the inland areas as well, up to I don't know how many miles inland that he said. But if you remember the movie Deep Impact, you might remember that all of the foods and everything that they showed pictures of had Puerto Rico's zip code on the boxes. They were destined for Puerto Rico. Now, the people that are down there, I did hear an update on this, and FEMA has, in fact, shipped thousands upon thousands of coffins, which now they have moved up into the mountains and kind of leaving them there until this impact. They really do, I guess, believe this impact is coming. And with this fireball over Puerto Rico, I don't know. What do you think, Larry? You think that could be a just a warning as to what is now going to be shortly coming to pass? Seems odd that it would be seen over Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it was really interesting, and the news has not covered it. We found it today on Space Weather and with a video there, and it was a really big deal, I mean, over Puerto Rico. The interesting thing is, Stuart, is that you remember when the hurricanes hammered Puerto Rico, remember? They really didn't make a big deal out of putting Puerto Rico back together, did they?
No, they didn't, and there might be a reason for it. I think they maybe know. But here's a kind of something that should scare people. And this comes from space weather. According to the software, the brightness of the explosion was a magnitude 7.4, about 20 times brighter than Venus. They even have a video of it. Any surviving fragments would have splashed down or made landfall between Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. Now, that's exactly where this thing's supposed to hit. What was it? Using SkyMap, he traced the meteor's path back to its origin, not far from the constellation Taurus. Indeed, it may well be a Taurid. This is the time of the year for Taurid fireballs. Every November, Earth crosses through a broad stream of debris from Comet Encke. The resulting drizzle of meteors emerging from the horns of Taurus is remarkable because Comet Encke produces fireballs, meteors so bright that they can cast shadows on the ground. Debris from Comet Encke isn't like other comets. The stream is rich in particles about the size of pebbles or small stones, much larger than normal comet dust. Some of these meteoroids travel in swarms and can cause outbursts of fireballs every 7 years or so. Interesting number. Encke's debris might be unusual because it is actually something, it's a misprint, from the breakup of a much larger comet 30,000 years ago. So, I don't know whether they're warning that this could have some very, very large stones in it or what they're saying. What do you think, Larry? It's the way it's worded.
Yeah, what's interesting, Stuart, is I recently read another article coming out on the Black Knight satellite and how that they're reporting now that it is still circling and issuing a signal. And what's interesting is they say this ancient satellite is from 30,000 years ago. Interesting. You just mentioned that Taurid system with the comet and that 30,000 years ago. Very interesting timing for all this information.
Well, it is very, very interesting in view of the dates that we're coming up on, and particularly the solar so-called anomaly that could really play havoc, not that it may not do anything. But here we are coming up on an election, and the election is almost all digital, as far as I know, which could be interfered with. So we just got to watch, and then we have, of course, the caravans coming up, and I've heard some reports that some of them are already here. So this is going to get extremely interesting. Then you had something on CERN. Do you have any new information on that? I guess they've started a whole new program.
Well,
do you know anything about that?
You recently mentioned, that we needed to watch CERN as they were toying with something with antimatter. Listen to this headline from Skywatch TV with Thomas Horn, came out today. Will science unleash the last clash of the titans? New experiment at CERN to accelerate antimatter to critical threshold. Open anti-gravity gateway through deforming space-time. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think we're everything is coming together, folks. By the way, because of the power problems we may have and all of this, if you don't have water in like your bathtub and stuff, I'd fill it up and get ready so that you at least have some water for a week or so. I can't tell you that anything's going to happen, but I certainly can't tell you that nothing will happen or that something will happen. We're in a very, very curious period of time right now, November, and the dates, 9-11s, 11-11s, and the end of tabernacles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, it's a time to be concerned about safety. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And thanks, everybody, for listening. It's a heads up for a solar storm, and who knows what else may come with this torrid shower. They're not saying much. Anyway, good night, everyone. Take care.